still on day four, and obviously we're moving to the next night after sunset. And we've just come through this whole energy, and we still have a little bit of it left, of Netzach Shebe Chesed. So that's the endurance in loving kindness. And we talked yesterday about how you can remind somebody of how much you love them and how that's constant, whether you're in a good or bad mood, etc. Today, we're going to move into the next night, and we start a new energy, and that's the humility in loving kindness. It's called Hod, the Hod of Chesed. And it's an interesting thing. A lot of people misinterpret what humility is or what it isn't. But humility is really knowing that as great as you are, you don't downplay that, but as great as you are, you know from whence it comes. And because of that, because you know it comes from a higher place and a greater power, you are able to use that with privilege. And that's the difference between arrogance and humility. A person who behaves in the world with arrogance would say, I did that brilliantly because I did that brilliantly. Not because I was endowed with the ability to do it brilliantly, I'm brilliant. So when it comes to love, the difference between arrogant love and humble love is where you are willing to put your pride aside and to swallow it and to say, you know what? I'm sorry. I stood on a principle that I was defending. I was trying to hold myself together. It didn't feel comfortable, but I'm sorry. I was wrong. It doesn't feel comfortable. I'm sorry. And I do love you, and please forgive me. And being able to have relationships with humility means that there sometimes will step down from a principle or a point where we're not entirely wrong, or we're not wrong at all. But it's going to save the relationship, and it will make things easier. And because we love enough, we're willing to compromise. Not compromise ourselves, but compromise there. So there's great questions one can start asking oneself in the next 25 hours that starts in a short while. And one of the greatest activities you can begin with is to think about somebody that is close to you, with whom you do have the typical Jewish faribble or some kind of issue where you haven't resolved it, or the reason for that has been your pride and it's held you back from having a humble love and kept you in an arrogant love, a standoffish, I will only touch you with my golden scepter when it suits me kind of love. Because I'm better than you, absolutely, or I'm more right than you, or I'm more righteous than you, or I'm cleverer than you, or I'm stronger than you. Whatever it is, I think I'm more than you, and so I'll decide when we get along and when we don't. So a great way to really try to integrate this and have a look at yourself is think. It's for everyone to think, who have I been fighting with that I haven't resolved with? Who have I held at arm's length because I was more right than them, or not compromised with? Where can I reconcile with somebody that I shouldn't have quarreled with? Because I was just being stubborn or arrogant or full of pride. And that's a huge thing in relationships, Brian. Like, people hold each other at arm's length because they can't put the pride aside. Absolutely. It's this absolute, I won't compromise, I won't cave in, I won't, because I'm right and you're wrong. And sometimes you are right, but there's a big difference. That's true, and there's a big difference, and I always talk about this. There's a very big difference between winning in the moment and winning in life. And when we win in the moment, we can be right, and I'm right, I'm more right than you, so I've won in the moment. Big deal, what have I won? A broken relationship, a hurt person, a compromise in love. What have I won? I haven't won much. But if I win in life, I sometimes step down from being the right one in the moment, the most clever, the most forthright, and I let you have your space, and I let you have your way, because I'd rather have the relationship than the rightness.